Sir, the Marines are ashore in at least three places. Blakeyear turned towards Lieutenant Charing. The youngster's face was white and strained, his eyes huge. Only one of the batteries is still in action, the lieutenant continued, and casualties are reported to be extremely heavy.
I see, Blakeyear said calmly. And the enemy's losses?
One of their galleons has lost two masts. They've towed her out of action, and another was apparently on fire, at least briefly. Aside from that, Charing shrugged, his expression profoundly unhappy, and Blakeyear nodded. The Carizians had worked their way methodically along the waterfront, concentrating their fire on one defensive battery or small group of batteries at a time. Traditional wisdom had held that no ship could engage a well-sighted, properly protected battery, but that tradition had depended upon equal rates of fire. He had no doubt that the Carizians had suffered damage and casualties well beyond those Charing had just reported, although they obviously hadn't suffered enough to decide to break off the attack, which was scarcely astonishing. He'd hoped to do better than that, but he'd never had any illusions about successfully standing off the attack.
"And I'm not going to get any more men killed than I have to trying to do the impossible," he thought grimly, and looked at the clock on his office wall. 3 hours is long enough, especially if they've already got Marines ashore anyway. It's not like the King gave me more infantry along with the gunners, after all. "Very well, Lieutenant," he said, speaking more formally than he normally did when addressing Charing. "Instruct the signal party to raise the white flag."